All right, welcome back. We got a lot of stuff to do. Later in the hour, we're going to examine the Kelce phenomenon, because, Al, it is all about Kelces this week.
It is.
And we will talk about the fact that these brilliant coordinators who took the Eagles to a 16-3 record are not going to get head coaching jobs, neither Steichen nor Gannon. And I just I was watching a monitor here, Al, from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Yes, the ground.
And I have a question to ask you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I ask it to you because you have a, you know, you have a horse in the race here. Better use of your time on a cold winter morning.
Mm-hmm.
Groundhog Day celebration in Punxsutawney, Wing Bowl celebration in Philadelphia.
Oh, Wing Bowl.
It's better.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Really, it's better.
I don't understand
that. Wing Bowl is better than the Groundhog Day. What are you seeing there? A freaking rodent?
I've never been there. I'll take the rodent.
No, yeah, I get around. I was thinking I need activities after I retire. I was thinking of going there. I'm not going.
It's not a rodent.
It'll only make me sad that the Wing Bowl no longer runs, but that dumb thing does.
Yeah, I'm not a groundhog. I don't even like the one that Glenn does the voice for. That what's the name
Glenn
of that?
Glenn does not do that.
He does not do.
Oh.
Keep on scratching.
He's the voice of Gus?
I thought so.
No,
Glenn
he's not, Al. Stop
he is
it.
Not. Ladies
Keep
and gentlemen,
on scratching.
On the line with us right now is a man that I go to for football information. The legendary, the great, G-Cobb from GCobb.com. Hi, Jay.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
I'm fine. G, do you miss the Wing Bowl?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
See that? It does, Al.
Well, maybe the next couple
you know
will do it.
Rhea,
I think DeCamera's a big
opponent. The answer
opponent.
Is no.
Rhea, I think you guys should bring it back
it's
next
year. It's never happening.
And it's your problem.
No.
All right, let me start right in. I want to make sure I'm not avoiding this issue. So the Eagles get entangled in a criminal situation with Josh Stills. Gee, what I said a few minutes ago is the minute you can, you cut him loose. You do not need that as part of your team. Especially because he's contributing nothing to the actual games.
I would agree. I would agree. I mean, you just don't need knuckleheads, you know, and you don't need the distraction. There are going to be a lot of distractions for the guys. And, you know, the big thing is you don't want to get caught up in the things. You know, you're going there to play that game. You got to deal with a lot of things. And then the questions, see, they're going to be asking about it. Every reporter is going to ask about it. So they don't need to be bothered with that nonsense. And, you know, and he's not a key player on the team. So as soon as you can, you want to ax him.
Absolutely. Get him out of here. All right, let's get to the distraction. So, gee, was it always – how many Super Bowls in did this become what we're seeing now, which is the most inflated American cultural event every year? When did it make that turn into this spectacular that it is today?
I don't know. Maybe it's 15, 20 years ago. I mean, like, you know, you don't know how much stuff, you know, I have to get. Because we have to go out there. And all of the stuff. Oh, it's just everybody and their brothers got something they're selling or doing or whatever. It is just a whole week of it, too. I mean, you know, it's really more than a week. They're almost trying to start, you know, like 10 days out with just stuff every day. So some of the things, you know, they're good things. You know, they're trying to help kids and different things. But some of it, you got everybody and their brother trying to sell something.
Absolutely right, G. I covered the 1985 game, the one between the Patriots and the great Bears defense.
Yeah.
And I feel that the moment when it became bigger than life was when Jim McMahon pulled down his pants and there was a TV helicopter and he mooned the TV and they didn't know what to do with his rear end on the news. So they blurred the crack a little bit, but you got the, and I said, wow.
I appreciate the detail, Angelo.
All right. Anyway, gee, let me get to what happened with the Niners. I haven't had a chance to ask you about that. The Niners was supposed to be a great test. Did that game end when Purdy got hurt?
Yeah, it was pretty much over because the backup quarterback could barely get him out of the huddle. So
that's right.
It was just ridiculous, and you know you could see that you know he wasn't ready. But you know what they say about in football. You know, Buddy used to say this. I had other coaches used to say this, that you know, losing your quarterback, you know. You say, if you're looking for sympathy, you can find it in the dictionary.
Good one. All right, but here's the thing, G. This just added to the narrative that this Philadelphia team, even with 16 wins, has not really been tested by a player like Pat Mahomes. You buy that?
I mean, I do buy that, but what it also says is, look how many different ways they can win. You know, Jalen didn't have a good game, you know.
Sure.
But they still won. I mean, walking away was over because they can win with the defense. They can win with their pass rush. Their secondary is good enough where they can win with the secondary leading the way. And then offensively, you know, they can win with the running game. They can win with a passing game. All these different ways they can win, and that's what makes, I think, them so tough, that I don't know that I could think of a team that's had these type of strengths where they could be regarded in all these different areas as one of the best in the league in these different areas.
Gee, I need you to help the team game plan. You're a terrific linebacker, fast linebacker, probably the guy that would have been assigned to try to cover Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce is their biggest weapon.
Yes.
What do you do there? What's your plan? Remember, Doug Peterson let him catch 14 balls in the playoffs. That's ridiculous. How do you slow him down? I know you're not going to shut him down. How do you slow him down, G?
Well, you've got to go after him with different ways. There would be sometimes I'd have one of those ends I'd put over his head, and I would just pound him. Like on a running block, anytime he tries to run block, I would have somebody on his head pounding him. And then, you know, sometimes you're going to have speed on him. He couldn't outrun the safeties. He's not that fast. He's just subtle, and he's very tricky. And so you got to mix up the coverage. Sometimes you're covering him maybe with two linebackers. Sometimes you're covering him with a safety and a linebacker. But you always want to have two guys on him, and everybody on the team has got to know where he's lined up at. So, because anytime he lines up over a defensive end, the defensive end's main job is to pound him and beat him up as much as you can.
That's a good answer. Hey, Jay, you got a clean shot at Mahomes in the pocket. He doesn't even see you. You're coming from the blind side. You hitting the ankle? You going after the injured ankle? You come from a different era. I'm just wondering what you would do.
I mean, you know, we would have to test it.
The answer is yes.
Seth Joyner was in here, G, and he was saying that Buddy didn't hide it. Like, Buddy would have been over the moon with Hassan Reddick for knocking out Purdy.
Without a doubt, he used to tell us, look, if you're within two steps of that quarterback, especially early in the game, and you don't hit him, you're going to be sitting over here with me.
You know? Jay, which team is more talented?
The Eagles are more talented. I mean, it's not even close. I mean, as I said, they've got people that can take over the game, like, you know, Hassan. They got so many guys on that defensive line that could have a dominant game to where they're just such a major factor in the game. And, you know, they got this offensively. The Eagles' offensive line is by far the best in the league. I mean, I know San Francisco's defense was embarrassed. You got guys running into the end zone untouched.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was blocking, right, G?
They got a tremendous offensive line. So, you know, they should win this game going away. I mean, because they can be so dominant in these different ways that if they are good, if they have a good day throwing the ball, this game should not be close.
Oh. Gee, Cobb, you're making me excited. Gee, love talking to you, man. Be well, my friend.
All right, you too.
The great Gee Cobb. Al, he just described my dream.
Not close.
A route over the Chiefs and a Super Bowl victory. Who saw this coming? We actually have. We didn't have this 5 years ago. We have the better team. No. Eagles won that game. The better team doesn't always win. The Patriots were more talented than the Eagles. They had more experience than the Eagles. It's the other way around this time. We're favored.
That question you posed to G, that would you go for Mahomes' ankle? And people, and I guarantee there are people who, you can't, that's wrong.
Right.
You don't think the Chiefs are going to try to target Jalen Hurts' shoulder?
100%. That's football. That's gamesmanship. That's taking advantage, and then you have to pretend later that you weren't doing it.
Right.
But you do it.
Of course you do.
You got to do it. You got to win the game. Ilear understands that. Hi, Ilear.
Hello, good morning.
How are you, Ilear?
I'm good. How are you, Angelo?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind, pal?
Thank you for taking my call, first of all.
Well, I do it for a living. They pay me to do that.
Oh, they do? They still pay you? Well, that's nice. That's nice.
About two more weeks, Ilear. That's it.
Oh, you should stay more, bro, for the next Super Bowl.
I love it. What do you think? What do you feel?
Oh, man. My blood pressure is changing every day closer to the game.
Yeah, it is stressful. I will say. What about just before the kickoff? You got butterflies. Then you're going, let's get the early lead. Get the ball. Run down the field. It's fun, man.
We are going to eat them for dinner that night. that's my feeling.
I like it. Ilear, what would you sacrifice for the Eagles to win the championship?
I may be a little bad. I don't know how far I can go.
Well, I'll go as far as you feel is appropriate.
Okay, so because it's so important in my life,
yep.
I'll give up farting.
What did you say?
Flatulence.
Wait a minute. Fart. You will not fart for a year?
Yes, sir. And I do that every day so much.
Ilear, this is phenomenal. I love it. Stay right there. Al. And apparently he is by nature gassy.
Mm-hmm. Is that possible?
Now, I know, Al, again, I'm not a doctor. I don't think that would be a good idea, would it?
I don't know. I guess no.
Any advice, Al?
I really don't know.
Medical advice?
Sometimes I'm not equipped to answer a question.
No, but you got to admit, when a caller comes in and acknowledges that he's got a situation there,
I know it's hard not to sneeze.
A lot of...
Well, that's,
sneezing is
sometimes it happens at the same time.
What happens when you're driving and you have to sneeze?
Al, sometimes it happens at the same time. You got like both ends. Bonnie's up next. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Angelo.
Bonnie, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I just want
to say that I'm really going to miss you.
Well, I'm going to miss you guys too, Bonnie, but when it's time, it's time. You know how that is. You can't do it forever.
I have to tell you, though, you're the reason that I became a real committed Eagles fan.
Wow,
your enthusiasm, yes. I was living in New York. I live in near Scranton now, in a town called Jessup. I went to University of Delaware, so I was living down there afterward, worked there. Met my husband down there. He was a fan. We started listening to you. You know, I had roommates that were Eagles fans and in college. And after listening to you, though, I really became a committed Eagles fan and still am today.
So, Bonnie, when you were dating your husband, you guys would maybe go out to dinner and talk about the Eagles? They were a way to bond with each other?
We kind of got into that a little bit later where, you know, I really saw how much he liked the Eagles in spite of a lot of other, because we were from the Scranton area originally, and I have to tell you, not a lot of Eagles fans out here. There are. It seems like most people are like New York fans or Steelers fans. In fact, during all this hoopla, we were a little saddened, like not a lot of coverage in the newspaper, not a lot of sports bars, and like with advertisements, come watch the Eagles. We were even thinking, even without tickets, like driving down to Philly last week to be around all the excitement. So
you guys are great fans. I love what you're telling me here, Bonnie. Tell me what you would sacrifice for the Eagles to win a championship.
Pretzels.
I
love pretzels.
You really
do. I love soft pretzels. I eat a lot of pretzels.
Would it just be the soft, or is it also the crunchy?
I would give up the crunchies because that's what I get more of up here. I would give up all pretzels.
Right. Do you often have like alcoholic beverage with the pretzels?
I'm not a big drinker, but I do like beer and pretzels.
Right. I love it. Bonnie, great one. Pretzels. And Al, I have been, I just finished binging Seinfeld.
Okay.
And I would now like to use one of the phrases that became famous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. Impressive, Johnson?
No, not really.
What do you mean, no? You're a big Seinfeld guy.
That's not how he said it, though.
All right, go ahead.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. That's how he said it on the show.
Oh,
that was too calm.
215.
And then, you know, Alan Rhea, I don't know what we're talking about anyway.
They have no idea.
No idea.
You're missing out. 215-592-9494. When we return, if the coordinators are not hot commodities on the head coaching market, are they still great coordinators?
Hmm.
That's the question. WIP Sports Time 717.
Window Nation has the coolest deal ever for keeping you warm. Get two windows free with every two you buy with zero down payment, zero monthly payments, and pay zero interest for 24 months. Now is the perfect time to take advantage of Window Nation's deep discounts, all while reinvesting in your biggest asset, not to mention the savings on your energy bills. Up to 43% of your home utility bill goes to heating and cooling. With new Window Nation windows, you can cut those energy bills during these cold winter months by keeping your hot air in and the cold air outside. Go with the window company that has installed over 1 million windows, including my home, all with 96% customer satisfaction. Now is the time to upgrade the look and feel of your home, all while saving on your energy bills. Call 866-90-NATION and get two windows free with every two you buy with no limit, plus make no down payment, no payments, pay no interest for 24 months. Offer won't last long. Call Window Nation today, 866-90-NATION, or go to windownation.com. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Programming note, Jason Kelce will be on the WIP Morning Show at 8 a.m. as he will be participating in his second Super Bowl as an Eagle when they take on the Chiefs February 12th in Arizona. Sixers, meantime, beat the Magic 105-94. Our city loves a champion, and the champion of diamond engagement rings in the Delaware Valley is Mark's Jewelers. Learn more at marks-jewelers.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast. Mix of clouds and sun, high of 42. It is currently 29. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
All right, we're back at 7:23, and I'm breaking into programming here. I got, like, breaking news. One of the most favorite things, Al, that we did in all these years was not so many years ago.
Yo.
When you flew to Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, yeah.
To pick up a dog.
Yeah, Blue.
And then you rented a car, and you drove from Denver back here.
Way up in Denver, not way past Denver, yeah.
But you filed reports. That was, what, 20 hours, right?
I did it in about 20, yeah.
Right, and you would report, and then there were all sorts of interesting, exciting things happening along the way.
Not in Kansas.
No,
but other
no, but the dog ended up attacking the middle of the car.
Yeah, it cost me a lot of money.
But the dog in the end turned out worth it.
Oh, yeah, Blue's a
great
dog.
Superb dog. It's Blue.
Blue's a great dog.
Well, a guy right now is named Abner. And Abner, Al, is outdoing you.
Oh.
He is planning to drive from Philadelphia to Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, that's a long
way. And Johnson, you have looked that up. How long is that, Johnson?
Yeah, from here, it's 34 and a half hours.
34 and a half hours each way.
Wow.
Abner's out of line. Hi, Abner.
Hey, what's going on, morning team?
Abner, you got a trailer? Is that what's happening? Explain to me what you're going to be doing.
We have a tailgate trailer. It's a bar on wheels with two TVs, pizza oven, grill. And we're going to hitch it on an RV and drive straight through. We got five drivers. We're going to alternate and drive straight through and try to get there Friday morning.
All right, so when are you leaving, Abner?
We're leaving Tuesday night.
All right, you expect, that is, by our count, almost 35 hours. Can you beat that time? Or, I mean, you're on a trailer. That should slow you down, too. How much time do you think it's going to take for that drive?
We're predicting 48 to 50 hours stopping to top off for gas. Excuse my voice. I'm still trying to get my voice back from Sunday.
All right, but here's the thing. So you're going to go out there with, I guess, these five guys that are driving are all big Eagle fans?
Absolutely. Diehards.
All right, Abner, do you have tickets?
I don't.
Well, what's the plan?
It's the tailgate. Right now, we are going to tailgate it, and with your help, maybe get tickets.
All right, wait. First of all, no. I got no help for the tickets. But my God, so you are not even attending the game, but you are going to drive about 50 hours each way just to be there for the vibe, right? To just feel
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Well, my partner, Joseph L. Mester Jr., he is going to the game.
Oh, yeah. Well, hold on a minute, Al. Wouldn't the rest of the guys resent him?
No. He's in charge, so he could go.
All right. And when you get there, will you make an effort to get tickets?
Absolutely.
What are you willing to pay?
We'll see. We'll see how much money I have left after this trip.
All right, because I'm going to tell you right now, Abner, I don't think there's any way you get in under $25,000, $3,000. Would you be willing to go that high?
Absolutely.
Why, you are a fan, man. That is serious cash. And the trip's a party, right? It's a week party.
It's a party starting on Friday when we get there.
All right, and all five of you guys are sleeping in the trailer.
In the trailer, there's a DJ coming with us.
A DJ?
So we'll have music.
What the hell? Wait a minute. Hold on. There's five guys and a DJ?
Yes, sir.
And all that guy does is play music the whole trip?
The whole trip, he'll be providing music for us.
All right. I may be wrong on this, Abner. I think by the end of that trip, that trailer's going to smell. I just want to. Abner, this sounds amazing. Abner, listen to me. I need you to call me. I want to know more about
this trip. We're going to document the whole way through.
Abner, as many times as you want, you call WIP because we think this is amazing. That's almost cross country.
Virtually cross country. Yeah.
Virtually across.
3 more hours. Yeah.
Abner, what would you sacrifice to see the Eagles win the championship?
I'm a big coffee guy in the morning. I'll cut the coffee off.
No coffee for 1 year.
Yep.
Wow. Stay online. Abner, loved your call. Stay there, okay? Danny, make sure we get his information. That sounds like fun, and it sounds expensive.
Well, it's a lot cheaper than going and getting a hotel and a flight.
So probably, where would you park?
You park at a trailer park. Yeah. Or you can just park at a rest stop.
Yeah. Just park,
you know
no
how
charge?
Much money he's saving?
He is.
He's probably saving $10,000.
Probably, yeah.
I know, but...
That's a lot of fun. You and a bunch of buddies, you have a good time.
And when you go, we save more than that when you consider how many people are going. Probably saving $30,000.
I guarantee you one thing. No group of people would ever invite me on a trip like that.
Yeah, you don't have to convince us.
In fact, you guys wouldn't. All right, Danny, where are we right now in our first question?
It's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Minor fender bender or major accident, Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Certified service, ArminChevy.com. Which of the Super Bowl teams has more talent on its roster? 94% say the Eagles.
Wow. Ow. The confidence in this city is mind-boggling.
Hey, they're favored.
All right, let me go to a guy who's not always that confident. Andy the Troll. Hi, Andy.
Man. Yo, Ange. Man, those are some dedicated fans.
Isn't that some? That's 70 hours round trip minimum. Wow.
Here's the deal. I'm not driving across country. With five guys, no women, and no tickets to the game. That's
100% with you, Eddie. That's not a good plan. I know they're going to party, but still, right? That's not great.
I'm just saying. That's just me. But I just wanted to take a moment, right, to acknowledge all those people that have been hating for weeks on our D coordinator and our offensive coordinator. The fans, the media, WIP, led by you and Rhea. I mean, you look at the defense, right? Led the NFL in sacks, third most all-time, least amount of passing yards per game, 2 playoff games, 14 total points. Pretty good, right?
All right, listen, Andy, if that's all true what you're saying, and those stats are unassailable, you're right about those, why has neither one of these young men received a head coaching offer?
Oh, so you took the words right out of my mouth. You look at our offense, right? Shane Steichen, probably going to be the next Colts coach, right? What
no,
he
he's
do?
Not. They're sticking
do?
With what Saturday.
What'd he do? He led, he set the all-time record for rushing touchdowns in a season.
You're not answering my question. Why haven't they been hired?
How many jobs were there? There were 5.
D'Amico Ryans was an assistant. How did he get the job before these two guys?
I mean, come on, D'Amico Ryans. I would, look at that defense. Look, probably a little bit better than ours, right? But he didn't lead the league in sacks.
Hold on a minute. Who is a better coach? Who's a better head coaching candidate, Ryans or your buddy Gannon?
Here's the deal, Angelo.
He doesn't answer. He just won't answer. You just won't answer his frigging question.
There, Andy.
Angelo, D'Amico Ryans got signed by the team that drafted him. So he had a little bit of an advantage.
Gannon's had four interviews in 2 years, and he got nothing.
Andy D'Amico Ryans was only
Steichen
a coordinator for 1 year.
Steichen had four interviews in 2 years. He got nothing.
Jan Janssen, D'Amico Ryans was also an NFL player, okay? So come on. He's going to get a little bit more of an advantage from a guy that only played D1 football. Don't sleep, though. Jonathan Gannon was on Louisville. Mm-hmm. He played D1. He probably would have been in the NFL if he didn't have a bad
injury. Andy, they're not that good. It's what Mike Lombardi said. They need more seasoning. They're not ready. They're not that good.
They are very good.
You're wrong
with this, my man. You've been dead wrong with it for weeks.
I have not. I've been so right. I'm impressed with myself.
You and yourself. You in that corner. You and Rhea in that corner by yourself.
All right, Andy. Stop attacking all the time.
Let's go, baby. We're going against your favorite head coach, yep. And we're going to take him out.
Well, then, if that happens, we're on the same page there, Andy. Give me something you would sacrifice for an Eagles championship.
All right. This is going to hurt me, but since you're leaving, right, I would sacrifice never calling the morning show again.
Oh, no. Oh, Rhea, talk him out of it.
What?
Andy, I like it. Stay on high. Al, he's never going to call the morning show again. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the guy. Al, this is where you look to top political figures to get tickets to the biggest game.
Really?
One of a man with many connections is former councilman here in Philadelphia, my friend Al Taubenberger. Hi, Al.
Angelo, how are you doing?
Al, I got to assume, being as politically connected as you are, you could get tickets to the Super Bowl.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't. No, I really, I mean, I guess, listen, if you want to spend the money, you just told everybody about what it would cost, several thousand dollars. I think if you have that, you know, there's always a price for everything. Somebody will give something up.
I'm with you. But Al, here's the thing I always used to talk to Ed Rendell about. When our teams are in a big game like this one or the World Series with the Phillies, how much does it impact the psychology of your city?
Oh, I think a lot. I think people are happier. People are excited. You know, people are talking to each other. I got neighbors in my development now are suddenly talking to each other. They never talked to each other before.
Really? Well, they talk to you because you're a political leader. They probably went to you for favors and stuff.
Yes, well, that's part of the job of politics, you know, helping people out. I don't quite say favors anymore. That's not the right. It's not politically correct. But, if you can help someone, you know, if they have a little difficulty and you can help them out, they'll remember it for a long time.
It's a beautiful thing. So, Al, what's your vibe right now 10 days before the game? What are you feeling?
I'm very, very, very confident. I think, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again, this is the best Eagles team ever to take the field. This is a complete team. This is a very good team, a strong team. We're going to win this. And it ain't going to be real close, and it's all said and done. And it's just an exciting time. And also, just so you know why I first started calling you, as a city councilman, we got to go to the parade. I thought that was pretty neat. I was not expecting that. I actually had a little party in my own office because I had a great overlook of where the parade was going to go. But I thought, if I have a chance to be in the parade on a bus, I'm going on the bus. So they had the party without me. I called in when I rode by and waited.
Wait a minute. You were on a bus in that parade?
That is correct. And that's why I'm calling. That's why I first started calling, because you had said what was going to be along that parade. And absolutely, you described it to a T beforehand. Basically, there were signs. You did it for my dad. You did it for my grandmom. You know, and there was even a soldier who had passed away. And a mother, it brought me to tears that she said, you know, she had a big picture of him. And I was just so moved by that.
Well, I got to tell you something, Al. I got to tell you something. Something's been sticking in my craw all these 5 years, all right? Because damn mayor. Right, Kenny? So I was there. I saw it. We would do it, our show, right from the track of – we were on
right on the parkway.
Yeah.
Right on the parkway, right at 18th.
Yeah, right at the parkway. Al,
right.
The mayor said it was under a million. It was about 800,000 people. Is he nuts?
I thought it was somebody that – that did
the numbers.
The numbers that ran the numbers.
Al Taubenberger was in a bus.
There were a lot of people there.
Not a lot of people. Give me a number. Give me your estimate based on going through the whole thing.
Over 1 million people.
2 million.
Oh, please.
Yes, that would be good.
20 million.
Well, 20 million, but it was 2 million.
I like
it. The city doubled in size, that's for sure.
Yep.
There was no one missing. There was not a person. There was no space from the beginning of the parade at the stadiums all the way up to the art museum. There was no room for anybody. I mean, everybody was just crowded in.
The Al, always great. Make sure you're calling me at the parade this year, too, all right?
Absolutely.
Love you, man. Thank you. Al Taubenberger, Al.
You know, Ange, you may not be aware of this, but if the Eagles were to win the Super Bowl, from what I understand, this will be the most extravagant parade the city has ever seen.
I would like to know
There's
that.
Audio to support this, you know.
There is.
Yes, Jim Kenny.
Yeah, I was not happy with this.
All right, this is Jim Kenny. Let me hear Jim Kenny.
We'll blow the doors off this parade. I'm on my way out, so I'll spend whatever they want.
All right, that's great, Jim. Now, get the estimate correct this time because you upset me. Al, I have been saying for years now, 3.2 million attended that. And that is based on absolutely nothing.
Survey show everybody's been so upset about it ever since.
I have been. You know me. If I had an attitude, that's when Kenny started to lose me.
I can't believe he's talking about it.
215, me either. I'm leaving office. I don't care.
Well, I mean, just it's not like
great. It's great.
Bad luck.
When we come back, before Jason Kelce comes out, I'll give you a sense for how the Kelces own this country when we return. WIP Sports Time, 7:38.
For more than 30 years, NovaCare Rehabilitation has been the Delaware Valley's trusted hometown physical therapy provider. NovaCare is proud to be part of the healing journey of so many patients and athletes. So this year, whether you've set 2023 goals for yourself or just making your health and well-being a priority, NovaCare is here for you every step of the way on your road to recovery. NovaCare is your trusted PT partner for recovering from aches and pains, gaining strength, and preventing injury. And with more than 150 convenient locations in the greater Philadelphia and South Jersey area, there's no better time to make NovaCare's movement experts part of your healthcare team. On behalf of everyone at NovaCare, thank you for choosing them to get back to work, sports, and life. To learn more about the benefits of physical therapy and get on the road to recovery and wellness, schedule an appointment today at NovaCare.com. The Philadelphia Eagles trust NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
All right, welcome back at 7:44. If you missed the announcements, let me make them again for you. Kichos will be back for 3 shows next week.
Really?
He is not done here at all.
Awesome.
And tomorrow is our final show for this show. Not for the next one, for this one. With me, Al, and Rhea will be on the next show. We will be tomorrow for our final show at Borgata.
Okay.
So we've been doing it for 20 years. If you're in the area, come on out, say hello. We'll take pictures, the whole thing. Hopefully they'll have another cake for us.
It's a nice cake.
It was a beautiful cake last week, but I told the lady then, I said, lady, I think we might be back, get more cakes going. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is, for the next 10 days, we are living in a world that is owned by the Kelce family. In case you wonder. And they are everywhere. In fact, Jason will be up with us in just a few minutes at 8 o'clock for his regular stint with us. I'm going to take a wild guess, Al, that this is not the only interview he's doing this
Probably
week.
Probably not.
He was in the podcast with Travis, which is a great podcast.
It is.
All right? And I want to just get you updated on what's going on with him. I will play for Jason at 8 o'clock. His mom, Donna, was on the Today Show. And she indicated which of the two sons she's rooting for. And I think it will very much impress Jason. But not yet. I want to play for you Travis yesterday, Al, talking about how he is letting his chief fans know, do not go near the Rocky statue. And here's what he said about that.
Right now, Chiefs, do not touch the f***ing Rocky Memorial, okay? Do not do that, all right? Definitely don't put an 87 on there. All right? Do not do that. Golly, that's funny. They're trying to get the city riled up and watch the city
just
go up in flames.
You touch a Rocky?
How dare you? How dare you touch our made-up superhero?
Aren't all superheroes made up?
All right, that's actually a great comeback by Jason. That was a great comeback. All right, that's one. But those guys are great together. They're fantastic. Now I got Jason out, and he is informing the city pier that if or when the Eagles win the championship, don't waste more grease on the poles. Here's Jason.
Nothing can stop the Eagles fans from climbing the poles. They're getting up those poles. Philadelphia police, you can keep greasing them. They're going to find a way up them. I think Philadelphians are just grease resistant at this point because somehow they're still getting up those poles.
And finally, Al, Jason was talking about Kylie, his amazing wife. She is, if you have met her, she's one of the sweetest people and beautiful. And she is about to have their third child, right? We're at third now. And she is 38 weeks
Another
in.
Another girl.
Right, 38 weeks. That's like what? It's 39, isn't it, Rhea, for 9 months?
I'm not sure.
All right, well, whatever it is, yes. Al, she's very close to having the child.
She is.
So Jason said, this is not something everybody gets to do. Here's what they're doing to cover that contingency.
Kylie's bringing her OB because she's going to be 38 weeks pregnant at the game.
Dude.
If she has a baby in the stadium, it's officially scripted.
We're in the Matrix.
It's officially.
There's no way.
That would be
that
amazing.
That is the greatest story of all time. That two brothers would be playing in the Super Bowl and they bore child. One of them had a child in the game.
Yeah, 40 weeks. So she's in the range.
She's close. Wow. But they're bringing the doctor with them.
Good for him.
So here's what I'm thinking. I want to ask Jason about this so the doctor gets some perks.
Oh, yeah, get to go to the game. Probably sweet.
The doctor's probably getting plum seating for the game. Yeah. They're flying him out there. He's probably partying all
Sheets,
week.
Probably a shade.
That's a great deal.
Oh, yeah.
I think all doctors are men, but that's...
That doctor's praying that baby don't come early, so he has to stay
Well, here's the other problem, though. If he has another patient who's about to pop, right?
Somebody's on call.
That patient's on their own.
Yeah, they're on. Get another doctor.
That's what I have learned now with people who are highly pregnant. They would like their own doctor to be there.
Al, that almost happened to me.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
I found out he was going on vacation, and I flipped.
Yeah.
That'll make the baby come out.
Oh, yeah. I was not happy.
I'll say this, though, Rhea. You flipping, we can't even picture that.
No, I was told the model patient.
You were a model patient?
How nuts is everybody else?
Well, it's a good thing you quit at one, though, because it was coming. Bobby's on the line next. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I'm so good.
How are you, Bobby?
I'm doing excellent. I'm hype. I'm excited. We made it to the Super Bowl.
It is exciting. Bobby, I heard word that you're a songwriter. Is that accurate?
Yes. Well, you know my lingo, so you can tell that I'm probably a rapper, not a singer.
You're a rapper. All right, but you have prepared something for the moment?
I prepared something for the moment thanks to Charlie Mack.
All right, well, Al, you're going to be the judge here. If you think at any point this is not worthy of ear time, then you got to let me know, all right?
Y'all ready?
Yep.
Bobby, I'm ready. Let's hear it.
We came to your jungle, but you ain't raw. The Vikings had no sting, so we cut their horns, and the commandos called them a new butthole in the pussycat. Jaguar pussycat, close call, Duke it well, Duval. The curtains flew high, egos flew higher. Sunday night football beat up on Dallas. We flew down to Houston, and we kicked some ass. Went to Pittsburgh, and we...
Oh, no.
One more.
Oh.
What's the matter?
Went the wrong team, wrong.
All right, no, Bobby, let that go. Keep going. You're doing fine.
Oh, thank you.
Are you done now, Bobby?
No, I want to do it again.
No, we're not doing it again.
All right, Bobby, they're saying no. They're afraid that what you're going to do is not great.
I'm not going to curse.
There's no curse. He's got the wrong.
All right, Bobby. No Bobby, curse. Resume the song. Let's hear more.
All right. We came to your jungle, but you ain't wrong.
Start it over.
No, you can't start again.
He's going to start over.
You can't start over, Bobby. Pick it up from Pittsburgh.
Pick it up. All right. The Pittsburgh Steelers defense looked like glass. Flew down to Houston, and we kicked from the Broad Street. SP, same game. Charlie Mack, this year we going to pop. I'm just here for the Philadelphia Eagles. Money G's, keep flapping your wings. Watch the Eagles do the damn thing. It's all time. All year on the field. Blood, sweat, tears. All time. All year on the field. Blood, sweat, tears. Go Eagles. Go Eagles. That's it, guys.
Oh, that's amazing. Bobby, I loved it. You put a little beat behind that, maybe a couple of musicians. You got that thing. Bobby, I thought it was exceptional.
I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. There's too many of us on the radio spraying poison, and you guys always legit spreading hope. I love you guys.
All right, Bobby, what would you sacrifice to have a championship for the Eagles this year?
Since I'm 54, I sacrifice a little bit of Oochie Coochie.
He's going to put down Oochie Coochie.
Really? You want me to put that down?
For what my early input from the email is, RL, they would like him to give up music. Sean is up next from Maryland. Hi, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Ange. Good morning, crew. I promise I will not sing.
Although you sound like you can sing. You have an amazing voice, Sean. What are you thinking? What are you feeling?
Listen, I am so pumped. I wish this game was this Sunday because I don't know what I'm going to do with myself this weekend. We've got no football besides the Pro Bowl activities and game on Sunday, and I think that's got to be one of the biggest jokes of all time. They announced the other day that they have Tyler Huntley from the Ravens on that team, and this is a complete joke, so I don't plan on watching any of it.
Tyler Huntley is on the Pro Bowl team.
Yes, sir.
That means 19 other guys said no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Tyler Huntley. Ah.
I think they said no because they're too embarrassed of the product that the NFL is putting out. So this is going to be a rough weekend without my Eagles.
I know, but, man, just let it percolate because next week's going to be insane. Sean, what are you going to give up for the championship?
You know, I'm going to give up accessing social media.
No social media. Let me tell you something, Sean. That is a great sacrifice because social media is a cesspool. 215-592-9494. Guess who's coming up? We come back out. Jason Kelce. I'm going to play what his mom said to cause some problems internally. WIP Sports Time 754.
Hey, guys, are you still waiting? Valentine's Day is here. Steven Singer makes it so easy for you with his new periwinkle 24-karat gold-tip rose color ready to go. A periwinkle is a brilliant shade of violet and blue. So picture it, a real long-stem American Beauty rose deeply dipped and trimmed in 24-karat pure gold with purple-blue petals. Periwinkle really pops, and this color will take our breath away this Valentine's Day and make you look like a hero. Don't give flowers that are going to die in a week. Do better. Give a gift guaranteed to last a lifetime and be an everyday reminder of your love. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com. Do it today to get your Steven Singer 24-karat gold dip periwinkle rose. The new rose sells out fast, so get yours before they're gone. Exclusively and only available at Steven Singer Jewelers. Steven's gold dip rose are the number one gift for Valentine's Day. Start at just $59. Don't wait a moment longer. Fast and free shipping in time for Valentine's Day. Real jewelers, real roses in 24-karat gold for your real love. That's IHateStevenSinger.com. Brought to you by Window Nation, Jason Kelce will be on the WIP Morning Show next as the Eagles are gearing up for their Super Bowl battle with the Kansas City Chiefs, February 12th in Arizona. Both teams issuing estimated injury reports Wednesday. Chiefs have three receivers on it with various issues. Also, their starting corner dealing with concussion. Eagles will have a walkthrough today and then practice tomorrow and Saturday at the NovaCare Complex. Take advantage of Window Nation's deep discounts. Get two free windows with every two you buy and pay nothing for two full years. 866-90NATION or windownation.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast, mix of clouds and sun, a high of 42, it is currently 29. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.